News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Yesterday saw further releases of information in respect of the Epstein files and the connection between the former ambassador of the UK to the US, the former Lord Peter Mandelson, and the disgraced paedophile financier. With us is Stephen Pound, former Labour MP for Ealing North and former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland. The documents have given insight into both the process of his appointment and the nature of the man himself. Let's start with the latter. When he was removed from office, he decided somebody owed him £500,000 for his time and trouble.
Dear God alive, when I read that, I thought, this can't be true. You'd have to have the tinnest of tin ears to actually think you can walk away from a scandal reeking in horror and then expect to get over £500,000 sterling as a payoff. No, fortune is being reduced, though, to be honest, we didn't have to pay anything because his was what we call a crown appointment. It wasn't one where he had a particular contract. So, look, the thing with Peter Mandelson is right from day one, there's been two sides to the map. One is an extraordinary skillful, a sinuous, almost serpentine expert operator at the highest levels. On the other hand, there's always the whiff of sulfur about him. There was something, slightly, the old Prince of Darkness tag is not altogether inaccurate. But look, this is his third scandal, in effect. There's the passport scandal with the Hinduja brothers, there's the home loan, and there's now this one. And I think the two key questions here are, one, was Keir Starmer being naive? Was he being misled? Was he being lied to? Did he not sufficiently probe the statements made by Peter Mandelson? And the second one is, what on earth did Peter Mandelson have that kept him constantly rising to the top? And I think when you actually look at what's being revealed, to be fair, some of the stuff that's come out is utterly horrific. Not just the Mandelson, not just the Epstein stuff. It's like links with Russian companies, links with people who are actually enemies of the state. And that is pretty bad stuff. So all I can say in all honesty is that I don't think Peter Mandelson is going to rise for a fourth time.
Can you explain one bit of it, Stephen, that I don't understand, which is the big question from, I think, everybody's perspective was Keir Starmer and the bureaucratic system more widely aware that he had maintained a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein post the man's conviction? Because that's the material issue. And what these documents would indicate is, yes, they were aware of that and still appointed him as ambassador.
Well, here's how it works. When you do due diligence on any appointment, and you also do an appointment, to the Senate, to the House of Lords, or anything like that, the civil servants put in what's called a box note. That means you get your red box, which has all the papers in it, and it has all the reports. But it's also a little note which says, in addition to this minister, we need to have a word with you in private. It's a well-known, and it's a tried system. And what it does is it rings alarm bells. Now, there was a box note in this particular case from the head of the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and from the senior security advisor. For some reason, that was dealt with by Morgan McSweeney, who at that time was a principal communications officer for the Prime Minister. And it looks to me from the outside as though Morgan McSweeney looked at it, a couple of other people looked at it and said, no, nothing to see here, move along. Now, you can say that Keir Starmer should have been on top of it, he should have been above it, but in all honesty, you kind of got to trust some people. So whether Peter Mandelson lied to him or not, I don't know. The reality is, and I know, everybody, the dogs on the street knew that he was not only having a relationship with Epstein, but he was actually staying in his New York flat after Epstein had been convicted in court and imprisoned for sexual trafficking a young girl. Now, if that's not too dangerous, that's radioactive, that's third rail stuff. The minute, if I'd been a minister and I'd had that box note, I would have said, hang on a second, hold up, just hands off here, let's put on the asbestos gloves and put this box away. So that's really, really worrying factor.
Well, you mentioned Morgan McSweeney. Just after 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to the man who preceded Morgan McSweeney in that post as Director of Communications in for Keir Starmer. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Stephen. Stephen Pound, former Labour MP for Ealing North and former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland for more than 10 years.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.